So, Pedro, have you done meditation before?
Yes.
Well, what kind? Anapanasati or?
Yes, that's breathing meditation.
Yeah.
The first time I did was with mantra meditation, then I switched over.
Mantra?
Yes, yes.
Like what?
It was just something I found on the internet.
Ah, okay.
So, now when I use it, I use Google.
Yeah, I mean, we should have just one object, yeah? Be it the Buddha or be it the breath. Otherwise, you know, it gets too complicated and the mind drifts off very easily. So, and we should do at least 10 hours a day, yeah?
I'll do my best.
Yeah, I mean, when you go to a Goenka retreat, that is the standard. Yeah? I mean, if you're good, you know, it becomes 12 hours and then 14 hours and 16 hours, yeah? I mean, what is it? You know, what else do we have to do here? We don't have to care about anything here, yeah? I mean, in the morning we just sit down and the food comes, yeah? I mean, the only thing that we have to care about is in the afternoon, help clean the what? Yeah, the monastery. And that's all what we have to do. Yeah? And clean our kuti, yeah, and then wash our body. You know, I mean, so little that we have to use, time to use, you know, for taking care of our body. And it's a good thing, you know, I mean, most of the forest monasteries eat only once a day, yeah. So, I mean, in the morning you might feel a little bit heavy, you know, but then you do 2 hours of walking meditation and then you feel light again. And in the evening you feel extremely light, yeah, and then you can do a lot of sitting meditation. And in the morning you still feel light, you know, and you can do sitting or walking meditation. It depends on your character, yeah? Before you come down to eat, yeah. So, I mean, use the time, you know, I mean, because what else are we doing in the world, huh? I mean, we go after our senses all the time, yeah? Do this and do this, listen to that, and speak about this and speak about that. And what does it give us, yeah? I mean, we never question it, we just do it, yeah? The important thing in practice is to question, what the hell am I doing? That was my standard question when I started meditation. What the hell are you doing? What are you expecting from doing this? Yeah? And if I didn't know what to expect, you know, I did it and then asked after I did it, you know, I asked, so, is that good? Yeah, is it wholesome or is it unwholesome? That's how you get a handle on your life, yeah? And don't do things that are unwholesome because, you know, our characteristic tendencies tell us to do it, yeah? But it's, yeah, I mean, we have to train this, yeah? Just like we have to train to walk, yeah? You know, we have to learn to talk, you know? We have to learn to think, we have to learn to write, yeah? I mean, how long did it take you, you know, to educate this body? 18 years! Nobody thinks about this, yeah? Huh? 18 years, you know, to be able, I mean, it's a very complicated machine, yeah? I call it normally a biological robot, yeah? And it can do so many things, yeah? I mean, it has its own brain, you know, it has its own computer, yeah? But in the beginning, when we are born, what are we doing? We're putting all, everything into this computer. I mean, there's a basic software, you know? I mean, not Windows, probably DOS, yeah? And then we put all the programs, you know, over this 18 years, we put all the programs from our previous lives, yeah, that we took on our journey into this life, we put them onto this hard disk, yeah, and into the RAM, yeah, and then we use it, yeah, and it takes a long time, you know, yeah? I mean, when you look at how to train an industrial robot, you know, just to do a complicated task, yeah, a simple task, it may take two months, you know, to train it, yeah, and a complicated task, 6 months, and this robot, 18 years. But it is very versatile. Yeah? Yeah? That's why we love it. You know, we can do so many things. We can become a great thinker. Yeah? We can become a politician. We can become a statesman. We can become an engineer. We can become all sorts of things. Yeah? Because this machine is so versatile. It can do a lot of things. Yeah? But it also cannot do all the things. Yeah? It cannot fly. So we need to build our airplanes if we want to fly. We need to build motorcycles and cars if we want to go fast. Yeah, because there's a limit to what this body can do. Yeah? So I mean, use the time. You know, I mean to really understand what is going on. Yeah, and what is it? You know, what made you to come into? With what kind of thoughts did you come into this life? Yeah. What was your objective? Yeah, what was your goal? What was your aim? And did you lose over the time? You know, because through all these senses, you know, people lose their aim, lose their goal. You know, and then suddenly, you know, with 40 or 70, they wake up. Ah, what am I doing? What have I done? You know, I wasted all this precious life. Yeah, right. So about David, how have you done meditation before?
Yes. Yeah.
Goenka retreats or?
Similar.
So I mean, choose whatever you like. I mean, be it the Buddha or be it the breath, but stay with one object. That is the important thing.
You also say, for example, when you're sitting meditation, I'm not going to suffer, but for walking or other activities,
Sure. Within one session, you should not switch. Yeah. But if you change to walking meditation, say, okay, this 1 or 2 hours, I stay with the Buddha, and then stay with the Buddha. Yeah? And then you switch back, you know, to the breath, you know, when you do sitting meditation. We should not change the object within one session. Yeah? But once, you know, we get out, you know, then we can switch the object. Yeah? But in the end, you know, I mean, you will feel, you know, feel it much easier if you have easy, you know, you wake up and you know instantly Buddha, 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 yeah? If you do always the same object, yeah? I mean, it comes easier. You don't have to think, shall I take now breath or shall I take Buddha? Because that is a question, you know, that complicates things, yeah? But anyway, you know, in the beginning, until you really get calm, and you will probably decide for yourself, you know, that it's too complicated. Yeah? By the way, Pedro, how old are you?
32.
32? And you?
27.
27. I haven't asked you, how did you come to this monastery?
And how I found out about it?
Yeah.
Mostly through YouTube, mostly through the website.
And so you know, I mean, if you looked at YouTube, you know what to expect, yeah? It's very simple, and I try to keep it as simple as possible. Yeah, that's why I don't, you know, I mean, I just argued with a woman who wanted to keep their phones, yeah? I don't want phones here, yeah? I mean, if you need to use a phone, you can ask, you know, yeah? But we keep it, yeah? So that it is not in the kuti and you start to play with it. Carlos. If somebody, you know, has a sick mother or a sick father, you know, who needs to take care of it, you know, then there's, in certain cases, there's permission granted. But normally, you know, why? I mean, we use this time, you know, to get away from this world, yeah? I mean, especially now, in nowadays, you know, I mean, look at the world, you know, I mean, it's hot, it's so hot, yeah? I mean, everybody's afraid of death, yeah? Everybody's afraid of COVID, yeah? And all these measures, you know, huh? I mean, 2001, the war on terror. Now it is the war on a virus. And the people, you know, the normal people don't know how to deal with it. There are two things, you know, that they have to deal with it. One is fear of death, yeah? And the other thing is, you know, I mean, to not to be able, you know, to be human. Huh? I mean, I can only contact one person, I can only contact three persons, we can only be in a group of five persons, we cannot leave the house after 9 o'clock. I mean, people get mad, yeah? I mean, if you're a monk, then, you know, you have no problem with this, yeah? I mean, when you look what the Lord Buddha advised to his monk, go into this, you know, on this top of mountain, or go into a cave, or go into this forest, you know, in this dense forest, go alone, you know, and stay there and do your work, yeah? Other people are afraid of these things because they are afraid of loneliness, yeah? They need the communication, they need the constant contact with human beings, not with face masks on, but, you know, with faces on, yeah? With face masks on, you don't see the mimic of the people, you know? I don't want to talk about it. I feel sorry for the people, especially now in the West. It is even, yeah. here in these provinces, I mean, it is pretty, yeah. I mean, there's hardly any restrictions, yeah. In the beginning, there were some, you know. If we are afraid of death, you know, I mean, we cannot be a monk. Huh? At least not a Buddhist monk, yeah? Because we know when we are born, we have to die. Sooner or later, yeah? And we do not die of COVID. We do not die of cancer. We do not even die of an accident. We do not die of, you know, of heart failure. We do not die of a brain attack, yeah? We do only die of one reason. Because of our karma, yeah? It's gone, yeah? The moment we are born, we have the karma, and it tells us how long your life will last. And it also tells you what kind of sicknesses you will pass through on this life journey. And it is all dependent on the previous lives, yeah? So we really cannot change, you know? If somebody has to become cancer, then he will become cancer or a similar disease, and he will die a slow death or a quick death or this, yeah? Or he will die in an accident, or he happens to go to to Phuket, you know, and die in a tsunami, you know? And, yeah? It is already, yeah? And that is what, karma, yeah? I mean, karma is, I was talking last time about karma, but this time, karma is the thing, you know, that gives us this lifespan, yeah? And then after this life, you know, while we are here as a human being, we create a lot of, yeah, karma, yeah? Be it good karma, bad karma, and sometimes it's neutral karma, yeah? But we create every moment, you know, we open our mouth, we open our ears, we do something, we create karma. Because then there's an intention behind it. And sometimes the intention is good, you know, so it creates good karma. Sometimes the intention is bad, yeah? We create bad karma. Sometimes we don't even know the intention, yeah? We just act on our impulses. And then it can be either good or it can be either bad. And then, you know, at the end of our life when we died, you know, I mean, we reap the results of this karma. And if we understand it, if we truly understand that, yeah? I mean, what is... Why to be afraid of death? You know, it's just a change of body. Yeah? But, you know, we can be afraid, you know, if we did a lot of bad karma, you know, because then we know we go down and spend a long time, you know. It's a long time there. Yeah? If we have, you know, if we have more good karma, then we might go up to heaven, you know, and spend there some time. But, you know, the bad karma doesn't dissolve. Huh? I mean, in the economics, you know, in our world, you know, if we have debt, you know, we can earn some money, you know, and get rid of the debt. But we cannot create too much good karma, you know, to get rid of our bad karma. It is impossible. Yeah? But there's one thing, you know, I mean, when you have a glass of water, yeah, and you have one tablespoon of salt, and you put it into a small glass of water. It is very salty, and it's very heavy to drink, you know. But if you have a big gallon, you know, and put the same amount, you know, of salt in there, then it is much easier to drink. So if we created, you know, a lot of good karma, then the bad karma really doesn't affect us so much. But if you create a lot of bad karma, then this bad karma affects us a lot, It's the same thing, you know, as with the salt and, you know, how much water we have, So that's that should be our intention, from now on, know what you're doing, why you're doing, and what the results of your doing are, And know if it is wholesome. If the results are wholesome, then repeat it, Or or create more of it, And if you know the results are unwholesome, then stay away from it, We cannot decide, to let go of some unwholesome actions, We can decide it, but the heart still wants to do it. That is the second part of our training. The first part of our training is to make the mind completely still. So that there are no more thoughts, there are no more memories coming in, And we can do it if we put our effort into this practice, We can reach the samadhi. And some of us can reach it within a few days, or a few weeks, We can reach it. And then we know. I mean, if there's no thoughts, if there's no memory, there's no future, and there's no past. And there's no I, There's no wanting. We are happy. We don't want anything, so we are happy, How can we not be happy if we don't want anything, The moment we come out of samadhi, we instantly want something. I mean, either drink or get up or, go to the toilet or whatever, The wanting or the desire creates all this, Creates this actions, this speech, and this thinking, But while we are in samadhi, when there is no thinking, no memory, we are so happy, And then we see, when we have been long enough in samadhi, then we see the onslaught of the kilesas the moment we come out. Because the kilesas, the kilesas are the fang of avijja. Avijja is the mastermind behind this whole thing that we live in, Or like I say, behind this whole gameplay, The game of life, At the moment we have the game of human life, we have to follow certain rules, So the mastermind, he has soldiers, And the soldiers are called the kilesas, And they are formed in three armies, Called greed, The army of greed, the army of hate, and the army of delusion, And what we see at the moment, Unless we have not fought, the army of greed and hate, We don't see the army of delusion that is behind and drawing the strings. A lot of people think, I can see delusion. No, you can't see delusion because you only see wanting and dislike. You see likes and dislikes, But behind, who pulls the strings for the dislikes to come up? Who pulls the strings for the likes to come up? That's the delusion, So, we first have to fight, these armies, The army of greed and hate, And how do we fight it? We cannot attack them directly because they don't have any faith, The moment we see them, they're already gone, So we can only, and the Lord Buddha gave us the way, how to attack them is by destroying, destroying the root of greed and hate, And where's the root of greed and hate? It is within this body, Greed and hate are really rooted within this body. All our desires, all our non-desires or negative desires are rooted within this body sphere. And the body sphere is not only the body, but are also the senses. The senses of seeing, hearing, smelling, touching, and thinking. So we have to destroy this vessel, to investigate this vessel, what we call the body, to see what it is, in the beginning I said we have to train this body for 18 years, And then we can use it, for 30 years, before it breaks down, It's just like, just like a car, you know, a new car, you know, runs very well, you know, the older it gets, the less it runs, yeah? And the more often we have to take it to the repair shop, yeah? Just like with the body, yeah? I mean, in the younger years, we hardly have to go to the doctor, yeah? But the older we get, the more often we go to the doctor and then even to hospitals, yeah? I mean, to change, you know, just like in a car, oh, the carburetor is not good anymore, let's change it, yeah? the dye is not good enough, okay, let's have another, yeah? Or fix the heart, you know, make a little, you know, pacemaker in there, yeah? Where's the difference between the body and a car? Yeah? But we love the car. Yeah? We are so attached to the car. And especially if you're German, you're really attached, yeah? You don't mind, you know? Huh? It's a joke, yeah. It's a joke, in the German community, yeah. I mean, if somebody scratches your car, it is worse than if somebody hits your wife, yeah. Yeah? So we have to investigate it. What is the body giving us? What really is it giving us? Yeah? We constantly have to take care of it. For 18 years we have to educate it, and then we have to work for this body and to be able to stay alive. Yeah? You have to go to work, you know, 8 hours a day, yeah? Huh? five days a week. Yeah? And how much free time do you have? Yeah? In this free time you have to cook, or you have to go to a restaurant, you know, I mean to feed the body. Then you have to house it, you know, you have to work to be able to get a house, yeah? And then you have to take clothes, yeah? And then in cases you have to take medicine, yeah? So we are constantly concerned, you know, most of the people are constantly concerned with the body. They don't even think outside of the body realm, yeah? And they think about the house, they think about the money that they need to buy this house or buy this car or buy this or buy that, yeah? And they never think about the driver of the car, yeah? The one who programmed this body, yeah? It's called the chitta, yeah? And the chitta is the important thing, and we want to really get down in our practice to find this chitta, yeah? To experience the chitta, to see, you know, what is happening, yeah? When you say chitta, it is also heart, you know, but not in the physical sense, but in the spiritual sense, yeah? Chitta and heart can be a synonym, yeah? So we want to find it, and once we are in there, and only through samadhi, we slowly get inside the chitta, and then, you know, when the mind is very calm, it sees the intentions coming up, it sees all these intentions coming up, and then, you know, we can kill this intention by saying, not interested, yeah? And then nothing of the other thing that is so hard, you know, but the moment desire comes up, you know, or emotion comes up, it is really hard to fight it. Yeah? But when we see the first part, yeah, when we see it, yeah, I mean, the Swiss know it, yeah, because, I mean, they have big mountains, yeah, and they have lots of avalanches. The moment you let a stone fall into the snow and it rolls down, with each moment it takes on snow, and it becomes bigger and bigger and bigger. In the beginning you can still grab it, you know, and destroy it, yeah? But then, you know, when it becomes so big, you know, it destroys you. And that is the same with an emotion. An emotion is not a thing, you know, that just arises, you know, just like a thought arises or feeling arises. No, it is a made up, yeah? It is like this avalanche, you know, with each roll, yeah? With each thought or with each memory that comes by, it becomes bigger and bigger and bigger. Yeah? So if you see the intention, you know, that you want to think about this, you just cut it off and nothing of the rest is happening. Amazing, isn't it, actually, yeah? And then, you know, I mean, later on you can investigate, you know, I mean, what do I want from these things? What does the body give me, you know, that I don't have already, yeah? I mean, if you are able to leave the body, you know, and go into the spiritual world, or in the world of spirit, I mean, you don't need a body, yeah? And then you come back and have suddenly, oh, so heavy. You have to carry. You have to carry, you know, I mean, you have to carry, 60 or 80 kilograms of flesh and bones up the mountain to be able on the top of the mountain. When you're a spirit, you just blink with an eye and then you're there. Yeah? But of course, it gives you the things that we want in this world, creativity, building houses, building bridges, building rockets that goes, to different planets, yeah, and so on, yeah. We love it. We love this creation, yeah. And other people love to destroy our creation, yeah. And then in the highest world, there are the gods of creation and the gods of destruction, yeah. There always has to be one thing and then the opposite of it. Eh? So the body for us, once the mind really gets calm and we can concentrate, when we can concentrate, without our mind drifting away, yeah, and then we start to investigate the body. We can do it in the beginning and just with looking at our life, yeah. How many years did I train this body? Was it so nice, Next time I become a human being, I have to train it again. Do I want to go to school again, yeah? Do I want to have a fight with my parents again? Do I want to... Yeah, and then I need to go to work and to work, to earn some money. Then I have some problems with my boss and this and that and yeah, and then I have my problems with my neighbors and this. Yeah, our life is so full. When we would think about it, our life is so full of dukkha. Yeah, and that is one of the universal characteristics. Dukkha. Yeah, dissatisfaction, dis-ease. Unsatisfactoriness, discomfort, pain, suffering. Yeah? And it is created, yeah? That's also the first noble truth. It is created by desire. Desire to be or desire not to be, desire to become or not to become. Yeah? That's what creates dukkha. That's why we see, yeah? I mean, there's no dukkha when we rest in samadhi, because there's no desire. The desire stopped. It cannot enter this room. Yeah? And that is the nice thing. That's where we can rest, where we can recharge our batteries. That's why it is so important in the beginning to learn, yeah? To learn how to be able to rest the mind at any moment, yeah? During the day, yeah? Because once we do investigation, the mind, yeah? We have to ask questions, so we have to use the activity of the mind to start thoughts, to start thoughts in the right direction, yeah? I mean, what is this body about? What did the body give me? What I don't have? Or what do I want from this? What I don't have within myself? Yeah? So we have to ask the questions, yeah? But we should not answer these questions, yeah? We should look for the answers in our heart, yeah? And the answers don't come in the form of thoughts. The answers come in form of knowing, yeah? And this knowing is this subtle, it's this very subtle and very it's not a voice, it's just us knowing. But when you sit in a car, have your engine on, air conditioner on, radio on, you hear all these things, but you don't hear the noise of the nature, yeah? So, first you stop the radio, then it becomes a quiet, the air conditioner becomes quiet, then you stop the engine, the mind engine, and then, suddenly you hear things that you have, yeah, that were always there. Huh? It's not that we create something new. It is always there, yeah. But we have never listened to it. And this is the sort of knowing that is always there. It is the fundamental, it is the essence of our citta, this knowing nature of the citta. It knows everything, yeah? And it doesn't judge anything, because then the mind engine already comes in, and boom, 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 yeah? And perturbs everything, yes, I like it, no, I like it, yes, this is good, no, this is good. Then the judgment comes in, that the liking, dislike, the greed and hate comes in. But the knowing just knows, yeah? Knows everything, knows every thought, knows everything, what we have done, in all our life before. Huh? Not everybody can see it, Even the Lord Buddha, our Lord Buddha could only see 24 Buddhas before him. I mean, that is already lots of life. I mean, when you look at the Chatakas of the Lord Buddha, I mean, he remembered quite a lot of lives, you know, and they weren't really that funny, yeah? Lots of dukkha he had, you know, within all these lives, you know, to become a Buddha. And we have lots of dukkha, you know, I mean, even to find to this place, you know, I mean, how many lives did it take us? I mean, in the beginning, you know, when we have no idea, when we are just like, you know, 70% of the human beings, you know, who just run after their desires and have only one way, yeah, the way to go to hell, yeah. I mean, then suddenly, you know, we ask the question, what is this all about? And then we start to read, you know, life after life, we read, you know, we read the Dhamma, yeah. I mean, we go to this religion, that religion, that religion, and then we read the Dhamma and Dhamma books, and then we read it, you know. I mean, how many lives? Hundreds of lives? Thousands of lives? And then we slowly, you know, okay, now we understand, now let's go down to practice, yeah? And then how many lives have you practiced, yeah? Oh yeah, we practice, you know, in maybe 100 lives ago we started to practice, oh yeah, 1 hour a day, or 20 minutes, 5 minutes, or 10 minutes, or 20 minutes, yeah, every day, yeah, or, you know, once a week, and so on. And then we started to do more, until we really come, you know, to a place, you know, where we decide, okay, now I really want to do it, yeah. And then we start to work, you know, 10 hours, 12 hours, or 14 hours, you know, real practice, yeah. There's so few people, yeah? And there are so few monasteries who teach that, yeah? I mean, it's just like, you know, just like in our school system, yeah? I mean, you have the kindergarten, yeah? I mean, that is beginning and getting in touch with Buddhism or getting in touch with religion, kindergarten. Then you have the primary school, you know, I mean, it gets a little bit deeper. Then you have the high school, yeah? Then you already decide, okay, you know, I'll take Buddhism, you know, and so on. And then you start a little bit of practice. But then you go to university, yeah? So, there have to be monasteries, you know, I mean, they teach children stuff. It's not wrong. It is good. It is, you know, I mean, lots of people need this kindergarten, yeah? But some people need, you know, primary school, and some people need high school, and only a few people go to university. I mean, look around, you know? How many people go to university? Not that many. And how many people go to a forest university? Not that many. That's why you don't see thousands of people here, huh? You see a handful of people, yeah? Even in Lungda Mahabua, you know, there were a handful of people. There was when I came to Wat Pa Pandat, there were 33 monks, yeah? And when he died, you know, there were 60 monks, yeah? And he clearly said, yeah, when the king came to visit Lungda Mahabua and said, because he was, at that time, he was already renowned to be a very good teacher. He said, you should be the head of a big meditation center. And then Lungta Mahabho declined. I said, I mean, I teach, you know, I cannot teach everybody. I teach the people, you know, I mean, who are ready, you know, who are ready for my teaching, yeah? But I cannot teach everybody, yeah? That is not my thing, yeah? So there has to be, just like at university, there has to be a math teacher, there has to be a chemistry teacher, there has to be, you know, social science teacher and whatever, yeah? There are different teachers for different, you know, different levels and different studies, yeah? And he was a teacher, you know, for the 4 degrees, yeah? Sotapanna, Sakadagami, Anagami, Arahant, yeah? And only a few, yeah? Even at the time of the Lord Buddha, you know, who was really, I mean, the greatest teacher that we had in the last 2,600 years, yeah? Not all the monks, you know, I mean, finished the studies. Huh? Some of them made some very bad mistakes. Huh? And that's why we have all these 227 rules in the Vinaya. Because all these monks, you know, played around with this, played around with this, and then each time, you know, he had to devise a new rule. You can't do this, you know, I mean, you can't do that. Yeah? In the beginning, where there were only these 5 months, you know, I mean, there were no rules. Yeah? There was no Vinaya. Yeah? Because, I mean, they behaved properly. Yeah? But then, you know, the more monks came in, you know, they are interested, you know, yes, they are interested, but they are not really ready, you know, to take it on full-heartedly. And that is the same with Lungda Mahaboa or Lumpu Chob or Lumpu La or however they are called, yeah? All these arahants that have been born in Thailand. Do you know any other country who had so many arahants? It's amazing, isn't it? Within 100 years, yeah? I mean, over 100 arahants. I mean, when you go to, what is it? What a thok, you know? I mean, you see 60 chittis with this 60 monks, you know, relics of the 60 monks. But they are just the well-known monks, yeah? All the other monks who live in the forest, nobody knows about them, you know? Huh? And then you remake them and suddenly, you know, some of them turn out to be relics, you know, then you know. Oh. Not everybody, you know, has to be a known monk, you know, to be an arahant, but not every known monk is an arahant. But that is a typical thing of the Thais, you know. I mean, they go, you know, they feel inclined towards one teacher, and then of course they want this teacher to be an arahant. So I mean, that's why there are so many arahants in question marks, yeah. But it's a hard job, you know. So I mean, it the training of Wat Papantat, you know. I mean, what did you do, yeah? I mean, Lungta came around, you know, 3 times a day, you know, checked what you were doing in your kuti, huh? And if he caught you 3 or 4 times, you know, I mean, sleeping or doing this or doing that, you know, said, okay, you don't need to be here, yeah? You came here for training, yeah? I mean, he was pretty harsh, yeah? One monk, you know, asked, you know, oh, my mother or my father died, you know, I want to go to his funeral. And he said, I mean, if you want to go, you know, but pack your things and don't come back, yeah? It's worldly stuff, yeah. Huh? Yeah, the person wanted to go to see a doctor. He said, yeah, sure you can go to the doctor. But, you know, leave, you know, I mean, pack your things and, you know, go. You don't need to be here, yeah. So the training was quite tough, yeah. But, you know, only a few are for this tough training, yeah. And some of them made it, yeah. Some of them were successful, yeah. When you look at the Lord Buddha, you know, it was also a tough training, yeah? Yeah? And Lumpu Man, I mean, that was even worse. Yeah? Yeah? While he was giving a talk, you know, and one of the monks was thinking astray, you know, I mean, a real thunderstorm came up, you know? Anyway, so I mean, the whole topic is, you know, I mean, use the time wisely, yeah. I mean, get into your heart. Know what is going on. I mean, we don't even know the clockwork that is ticking there. I mean, we only follow the things, you know, that come out, you know, that come out of our mouth, that, you know, or that go into our ears or in our eyes. We don't really know how is this clockwork ticking, yeah? How are the 5 khandhas, you know? How are the 5 khandhas involving each other, you know? How is one khandha triggering the other one, and how is emotion built up? How is this desire built up? Well, you know, what does it depend on? Yeah, I mean, there are so many things that we need to investigate, huh? And especially, you know, this body, you know. I mean, we put all these things into the body or on the body and think they are so nice, you know. Whatever comes out of the body, we dislike. Ah. Yeah, I mean, do you want to, you know, do you want to grab in your shit and say, ah, it smells so good? I mean, that's what your body produces. Yeah? It turns everything that is nice and, you know, beautiful and tasty into something, you know, into a big brown mass, you know. That is, ugly, yeah. And we hate. And that's where you see where greed and hate comes in. You know, it comes only in the form of the body. Yeah? We like the things that go in, we hate the things that go out, yeah. If there's no body, there is no like and there is no dislike. So everything is concerned. I mean, it doesn't matter if it is only, you know, food. Yeah, it is also the senses. You know, the eyes. We like to see this, but we don't like to see that. Yeah, we like to hear this, but we don't like to hear that. Yeah, so it's also all concerned with the body. So the investigation, you know, or the destroying the favorite toy of the kilesas is our task. Yeah. So we bring up, you know, the ugliness of the body, yeah? I mean, nobody wants to see you, you know, without your skin, yeah? I mean, your girlfriend or your wife, I don't know if you had a wife, your girlfriend, you know, when she sees you without a skin, she doesn't want to touch you. And you don't want to touch her. You want to stay far, far away, yeah? So, I mean, skin is just as thin as a tissue that keeps you separate from the ugliness of the body. Yeah? So we have to, yeah? I mean, because all our life is spent, you know, running after the beautiful things, now we have to bring up all these unbeautiful things, yeah? All these ugly things. Yeah? So that is called, you know, in the Thai tradition or in the first tradition, it's called a super practice, yeah? Bringing up the ugliness, yeah? And the moment, you know, you bring up the ugliness, yeah, and the more you bring up the ugliness or the asupa, yeah, I mean, the more loathsomeness comes up, yeah, and you feel the hate coming up. And then you can learn how to deal with the hate, yeah. Then you can cut it down. You cannot cut it down when it just suddenly, you know, pops up. But you know why it pops up, yeah. And then you can cut it down, yeah. And then you can destroy the root of this hate, yeah? By, you know, slowly, slowly, slowly chipping off, chipping off, chipping off, chipping off, yeah? And that is a problem, yeah? Why do I have to hate this body? We don't have to hate this body, but we hate it. The moment we see it, you know, opened up, yeah? That's when we hate it, you know, that's when we loathe it, yeah? So all what we want to see is the truth. We don't want to see it in the world, you know. We don't want to hear the truth, you know, about ourselves. We want to hear the truth about, you know, how the world, yeah. We never want to hear. We always want to live in an illusion, yeah. Oh, it's so nice. If I do this, I will become, yeah. I will be happy. And this, if I do this, you know, I will be happy, yeah. And the kilesas constantly produces illusion, you know, and say, oh yeah, if you follow this, you will be happy. If you do this, you will be happy. If you do that, you will be happy, yeah. And we, as stupid as a German dog, you know, I mean, you bind a sausage in front of him, he will run after the sausage, yeah. And you bind a tin can to his tail, yeah, he will run away from the noise and after the good things, yeah. The moment he stops running, yeah, he can eat the sausage, but he so desires the sausage that he runs and runs and runs, yeah? And he wants to get rid of the noise, yeah? So he runs, yeah? But when he stops, there's no noise and there's and then he can eat the sausage, yeah? That's it, you know, all our life we were running after the good things and the nice things, yeah? Or Porsche, Ferrari, Porsche or Ferrari or whatever it is, you know? And what do they give us? Huh? That's what we have to investigate. Huh? And now we just do the opposite. We bring up all the displeasantness. Huh? I mean, if we go through our life, you know, bring up all these unpleasant situations we have passed through. Huh? In the beginning, we don't want to see it, you know, but after a while, when we train, we see all these unpleasant. Yeah? When I was in school, you know, then you suddenly remember this occasion. Huh? I can remember, you know, when I was in primary school, you know, when I didn't have my friend with me, you know, when I walked down, you know, other school boys were constantly beating me up, yeah. So I mean, these are not nice situations, and I had a lot of these kind of things, yeah. also other people, yeah. And when I was in school, you know, I mean, people, you know, envied me because I was a little bit more intelligent than others, you know. I could grasp the things much quicker than others, you know, so people were envying, you know, and that produces hate in them, and then they picked on me, yeah. So all these things, yeah, yeah. So look at all, you know, look at your life, and how many truly beautiful happenings were there, and how many truly unhappy situations were there in your life, yeah. And then ask just, yeah, make a balance sheet, yeah. I mean, is it worth this life, yeah? Just a question, yeah? Is it worth, you know, I mean, all the things that you experience, yeah? Because wherever, yeah? And then you look a little bit closer, yeah? You look very close at a very happy situation, yeah? And then expand it a little bit, and then you see the unhappiness surrounding it, yeah? But the same thing happens when you look very closely at a very unhappy situation, and then you expand it a little bit, and then you see the happiness around. Because happiness and unhappiness come, you know, as a coin, yeah? I mean, you just switch the sides, you know, and you see it differently, yeah? I mean, if you like to see the head, you know, you switch it to see the tail. If you like to see the tail, you switch it to see the head, yeah? I mean, that is the same thing with happiness and unhappiness, yeah? I mean, it is very switchable. I mean, the moment you expand it a little bit, you see it, yeah? But in the beginning, because, I mean, we are so tuned on black and white, you know, that we don't see, yeah? And that is all what we can do with our investigation, yeah? And we need to do it, yeah? And there are only a few, yeah? I mean, why did I come to Thailand? Yeah? I mean, I asked my teachers in England, you know, or in Germany, how to get rid of greed and hate, yeah? And what did they answer me? Don't follow them. I said, no, that's not the way. I knew within my heart it's not the way, because I mean, I tried not to follow them, but they're still there. Huh? So then, you know, somebody, a teacher, gave me the book. It was called Straight from the Heart, from Lung Dama Abo. I read it. Ah, this person knows it. I have to visit him. Yeah, and then went to him. Yeah? And then he said, no, of course, you cannot. Yeah, I mean, tell her aunt who is at the... And who is at the ceiling, you know, just, you know, if it wants to go to the floor to drop, yeah? Of course, when it drops, you know, it will not break its leg because it doesn't have bones, yeah? Huh? So it will be on the floor. But it doesn't know this. It doesn't know the letting go. What is normally taught in the West, let go, let go, let go, let go. We don't know it. Huh? We cannot follow. That is one thing. But we cannot let go of desire. Yeah? And that's what Lungda Mahabua taught me, you know, just in the beginning. You know, I mean, I just had this thought, and then he said, oh, some people think like this. Yeah, they're stupid. You know, the end, you know, knows only one thing, one step at a time, in the right direction, and then going down, and it will be on the floor. Yeah? And that is for us, yeah. The Lord Buddha taught us, you know, taught us very specifically how to do the body investigation, how to investigate, you know, the other things, the other khandhas, that, yeah, dukkha vedana, for instance, you know, because it is in combination with the body, yeah, in order to cut the desire, yeah, not let go of the desire. So many things I wanted to let go, but I couldn't let go because the heart still wanted it, yeah? And sooner or later it caught me in a situation where I wasn't aware, you know, I was just doing it. And then afterwards I asked, well, why did you do it? Huh? You wanted to let go. Huh? You didn't want to do it again, yeah? And you still did it, yeah? Yeah? So, I mean, you have to cut down on the roots of it, yeah? And that is not, yeah, and this kind of practice, it is difficult to find. That's why I had to go to Thailand to find it, yeah. And Lungda Mahabua taught nothing else in Asupa practice. Asupa, 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 yeah. I mean, yes, he talked about samadhi, it is important, yeah. And just like I say, you know, important, samadhi is important, and we have to do it in the beginning, yeah. I mean, when we look at the training of Lungta Mahapo, I mean, he was stuck in Samadhi for 5 years, and then Lumpo Man said, okay, that's enough, get out, now you do practice. And then he did nothing than practice, yeah? But he had his Samadhi, you know, he trained his Samadhi every day 1 hour, you know, in order to rest the mind. But then most of the time he did, yeah? So we have to have a, you know, we have to have a basis of Samadhi. We cannot just investigate because that is thinking, yeah? Lumpu Man, you know, scolded him on the second time. You just think, you know. I mean, why should your think, your thinking be, you know, any beneficial? Yeah? Yeah? You have to investigate, yeah? You have to use the thoughts to ask the right questions, yeah? That's what is thinking. Yeah, I was thinking about it constantly. I couldn't stop thinking, yeah? That is just worldly thinking, yeah? I mean, that has nothing to do with practice. All this stuff. Okay, so. Do you have any questions? Your last day, huh, Carlos?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. When do you come back?
I'm not sure. I'm trying to come back as quickly as I can.
Yeah, that's probably 2 weeks. we need to rest, yeah? The Kilesas are there.
Yeah,
whispering, we need to... 2 weeks, you know, I need to do this, I need to do that, I need to do that, you know. Just rest a little bit, it was so hard.
You were talking about the, you know, when you get old, you have a lot of experiences. So, as I contemplate, as I reflect on these, my mind goes to something. This comes across my mind. And then when I go start to investigate, to look for the trigger. And sometimes I can see this trigger, this trigger, this trigger, this trigger, this. And sometimes I think, well, I can't quite find that first, the little stone.
Yeah.
I can't quite find it. But I can see the rest
okay.
Much more clearly now.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, you have to pay more attention, you know, and sometimes you have to follow it back, yeah. I mean, this is a training, you know, that I really advise everybody to do. This retraction or recollection, yeah? I mean, in the evening we sit down, you know, and recollect, you know, what kind of thoughts or memories did I wake up, yeah? And then what did I do then, you know, what kind of thoughts or feelings or whatever came in there? And yeah, without touching them. To train this really to be able to step back. The moment something comes up, and then we stop, okay, what came before that? This kind of thought, and this kind of memory, this kind of... And sometimes we cannot, you know, but this training makes us be able to go down, and then we see it, and then we say, what a stupid thing, yeah? Because it's always stupid, what triggered it, yeah? It had nothing to do with the situation that we thought of, yeah? But only when we can do this, going backwards or recollection, yeah, of what happened, yeah, then we can find it, yeah. But it becomes so fast, yeah. Our computer is too fast for us, yeah. It does 10 things at a time, yeah. It's great at multitasking, yeah. So we have to slow it down, and that's what we do with Samadhi to be able to really slow it down. Then we see one thing at a time, yeah? I mean, nice thing. Yeah?
This is
consecutive, yeah? Not parallel.
Well, the gains I made this month, I don't want to lose those, so this is... I don't want to...
Well, then you have to practice at least 2 or 3 hours a day,
yes,
at home.
I can do that. That's not a problem. Mm-hmm.
And the more, the better.
Yeah. Now, and I was able to up my time here. Wasn't very good to begin with, but... So
yeah, next. Yeah? I mean, the first time you came 2 weeks, you know, this time you came 1 month, the next time you come 2 months. your wife already gave you permission. Yeah, I'll let him stay for 1 or 2 months.
This is what she said, but she don't think this.
I know.
When you were talking about carrying the body up the hill, I was thinking about your, when I read in the book about the stone, right? The Greek god who pulled the stone up the hill.
Yeah.
I forget what his name was.
Was it, no, Prometheus was?
Sisyphus.
What? Sisyphus, yeah. That's why we call it Sisyphus work.
Yes, and I mean, this is really sanctimonious. So carrying his body up as if.
Yeah, and in the Greek, the Greek, they had already one part of the help. Yeah, I mean the Prometheus, who was, you know, who was handcuffed to the you know, every day, you know, his liver was taken eaten out. Yeah, but the next day he had a liver again. So it was eaten out again. I mean, this is hell. When you think about, you know, what is hell, you know, I mean, you have to, yeah, I mean, for instance, people who lie, you know, their tongue is torn out, you know, but the next day they have this tongue again. So it's torn out again and torn out again, torn out again, yeah. Or sexual abuse, you know, I mean, this, all these things, yeah, over and over again, yeah. So, I mean, it's not a good place to be.
And when you said about you start to know, well, that wasn't good, but you do it again. You know, this is a world of life, you know. And it's a good reflection about some situation and the outcome.
Mm-hmm.
And then I can think, I knew better, but why did I do it again, you know, and again? And so this I'm working on. I don't know why I do it again.
I mean, it's a long path, yeah?
Yes.
Sometimes it's very difficult, you know, because we have to go through the underwoods of, you know, of a thick forest, yeah? And sometimes, you know, the forest is, you know, open, yeah? And sometimes it's meadow, sometimes it's desert, you know? And sometimes it's just hill and rocks, you know, and so on, yeah? I mean, so, sometimes, you know, it is good, you know, and then it's bad again, you know, then it's good again, you know, our practice goes well. But we only want the practice goes well, yeah? But we don't learn when our practice goes well. We only learn when we fight, when our practice is really difficult and we have to sit for 5 more minutes, you know, and the kilesas turn, yeah? And that's where we learn, yeah? Oh, when it is everything nice, you know, I mean, when I'm in samadhi, 2 or 3 hours, yeah, fine, yeah. Next time, you know, to get into the samadhi, oh, it's so much, you know, I wait for tomorrow, you know, maybe I get then there. Yeah? I mean, that is not practice. So we have to fight.
The last time we talked about the happiness, the opposite of desire.
Uh-huh.
And I spent, I don't know how many hours today, as I contemplate this, I think, well, that was pretty good. But I can see that was good because I can see what the desire was.
And then, when you see the desire that leads to this happiness, you know, I mean, it's so much dukkha.
Yeah, and then, you know, this desire satisfied.
Yeah.
And then, oh, this is happy. No, I wasn't happy, but this desire was satisfied.
Yeah. But you know, the desire itself is dukkha.
Yes, I don't know how many things I went through today. There's many things in my life already.
Yeah, but don't do it too much, you know. I mean, you can do it for an hour, you know, but then rest your mind in samadhi, because otherwise it starts into worldly thinking and then it doesn't give you effect. Yeah. We can rotate this mind engineer forever and see all this and this and this. But, you know, it becomes weaker and weaker, yeah? Because the impact is only done when the mind is clear about, yeah? And the more you think, the mind becomes unclear, yeah? So you have to stop it, you know? So, okay, stop it, you know, now I rest myself for an hour in samadhi, and then the mind is fresh again. Yeah, I mean, you don't. When you start working and working and working and working, I mean, your efficiency becomes less and less and less the more you work. Yeah, and the mind is a lot of work. Yeah, people who think a lot need much more food than the people who don't think. Okay, so any questions?